This kind of fraud is costing Americans as much as $90 billion a year.
The Affordable Care Act is one of the strongest health care anti-fraud bills in American history.
People talking about slashing Medicare, slashing Medicaid, slashing Social Security. And we've got some greedy folks who are out there stealing.
Now, as today's report shows, our anti-fraud efforts recovered $4.1 billion last year.
2012 was a record year for fighting Medicare fraud, just like the year before it. The Health and Human Services Department credits the Affordable Care Act with launching a $500 million effort to bolster a nationwide network of strike forces, coordinated by a sophisticated anti-fraud prevention system. So, is Obamacare really pulling the plug on fraud? Beyond the headlines and press conferences, not much has changed.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that the Justice Department and our law enforcement partners have reached an historic $3 billion resolution with the pharmaceutical manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline, LLC.
Got that? Three-quarters of this year's record recovery stems from the resolution of a lawsuit that began a decade ago for fraud first committed during the Clinton administration. But if you still think the bureaucrats have the upper hand on the fraudsters, think again. $4 billion is a tiny drop in an ocean of fraud. America's biggest scam is getting bigger than ever.
We're expected to spend $50 or $60 billion expanding health insurance. So that's smaller, that's less. The entirety of Obamacare in its first year in operation is less than we see on the lower end estimates of Medicare and Medicaid fraud. The second year of Obamacare, they're going to spend about $105 billion. That's probably about the same as we see each year in total Medicare and Medicaid fraud. So if you know, one way to think about this is we could be paying for Obamacare every year if we weeded out all of the fraud and abuse in the system.
Medicare and Medicaid are two giant problems. You know, the IRS runs the tax system. It's very centralized. The records are all centralized. Social Security runs the Social Security system. All the records are centralized.
The risks of sort of fleecing a public system probably are not as great. You know, the penalties are going to be, what, disbarment from the program? Very, very rarely does somebody actually go to jail over this.
And for as long as Medicare has been an easy target for fraud, politicians have searched in vain for a way to clean up the system.
Because waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicare is so rampant, and because it's there's so much money there, it's just a big pot of money, politicians have been going after it for a while because they either want to save it or spend it.
We went after medical fraud in Medicare and Medicaid very aggressively, more aggressively than ever before.
Over the past 4 years, we have assigned more Justice Department prosecutors and more FBI agents to fight health care fraud than ever before.
I will support the Congress in its effort to deal with the widespread fraud and waste and abuse of our Medicaid system.
Politicians have tried over the years to create incentives for providers, to go after it criminally, and none of these approaches seem to really work. You get maybe a few billion dollars here and there, which is not nothing, but in a program where we're talking about 60, 70, maybe $100 billion worth of fraud, abuse, wasted money every year, catching $3 or $4 billion just really isn't getting at the root of the problem.
My own personal opinion is one of the problems is nobody's money's at risk. Medicare and Medicaid basically are giant bill-paying machines, and they're paying claims out of the Treasury, effectively. So I personally think private insurers are more likely when they have their money at risk to catch up with us quickly.
Enter a new $77 million fraud prevention system to detect criminals and coordinate law enforcement. It's the same kind of computer network that has been used by credit card companies to stop fraud for years. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says it will stop fraud before it happens.
So last year, we issued a solicitation for state-of-the-art analytic tools to help predict and identify fraudulent claims as soon as they're submitted, so we can actually stop the payment before it goes out the door.
Predictive modeling is just simply looking at providers and running through their, if there's a billion claims, probably every major hospital has hundreds of thousands of claims a year, and just running through versus the mean and seeing where somebody has a spike. If somebody's, you know, massively overbilling MRI scans or massively overbilling for wheelchairs.
It's got great potential to be able to look at trends and look at, you know, sort of, you know, where things are happening that are inappropriate, that look like fraud, or whether things that are happening that look like it's actually just bad medicine. You know, you've got Big Blue out there number crunching all of the claims, all of the encounter data, trying to find anomalies. There will be people who are watching and saying, hey, your rate of your test ordering has quadrupled in the past 6 months. What's going on there? Let's figure that out.
Are you enthusiastic about the new attempts? And is there a reason to believe that they'll be more successful?
I'm hopeful that they'll be more successful because I think they need to be more successful. I'm not particularly excited because I'm not sure they completely get it.
The reason I'm optimistic is I think the data that they have, you know, if you're going to catch people, the easiest way to prioritize it, instead of going out and just throwing out a broad net and chasing all providers, is to basically prioritize and look for people in, you know, data runs who have a trend of doing squirrely things on billing.
That would be great. It would be wonderful to see 50, 60, 70 billion dollars in savings with no benefit changes. I think we can all agree that that's a good thing. It just doesn't seem very likely. The efforts haven't worked in the past. They don't look like they're really going to work in the future.